The research team artificially warmed a plot of soil in Alaska for 3 years. They found the carbon released to the air as a result of the warming had been stored underground for hundreds or thousands of years. Ted Scher is an NAU professor and co-author of the new study. He compares heating up permafrost to losing the power in a freezer.
If you don't have power, your food starts to rot. And the same thing's happening with the carbon that's frozen in permafrost. When it thaws, then bacteria and fungi can eat it and turn it into greenhouse gases.
In the short term, plants mask the effect. They respond to the warmth by growing faster, and that puts carbon back into the soil. But Scher says the ecosystem soon reaches a tipping point when plants can't keep up anymore. The end result is more carbon in the air, and that makes climate change speed up. This ongoing experiment is one of the first to measure the age of the lost carbon as well as the amount. In Flagstaff, I'm Melissa Siboney.